some breaking news out of Washington at this hour. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a Democrat who was undecided on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, says today she will vote against Kavanaugh. That leaves the fate of Kavanaugh in the hands of four senators, Republicans Jeff Flake, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski, and Democrat Joe Manchin, who's in a tough re-election battle and hasn't said how he will vote. NPR political reporter Tim Mak is with us from Washington with the latest. Hi, Tim.
Hey there.
And let's start with Heidi Heitkamp. What more do we know about her thinking on this and why she made this decision?
So she just put out a statement. She said that, quote, Dr. Ford gave a heartfelt, credible, and persuasive testimony. She also said that there are tons of qualified candidates who could serve on the Supreme Court, and she's ready to work with the president to confirm a nominee who's suited for that lifetime appointment, but she didn't think that that person should be Brett Kavanaugh.
And this is a tough decision for her because she's in a re-election battle this fall.
Right. And polling shows that she's actually not leading. She's behind by a substantial amount. And there are a lot of motivated Republicans in North Dakota that could decide to oppose her or moderates who could decide to oppose her based on this vote. It was a very important decision for her to make.
What about the others? Maine Senator Susan Collins today praised the FBI investigation that just was wrapped up. She called it thorough. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake said the investigation had produced no new corroborating information against Kavanaugh. And then there's Lisa Murkowski, who has also come out today and said, I believe, that she also thought that it was a thorough investigation. Do we know anything about what these three may do?
So these are the key votes that are going to decide how this news plays out over the next 48 hours or so. As you mentioned, Susan Collins and Jeff Flake both said that they thought the investigation was thorough. So while they discuss the process, they haven't announced how they're going to vote. They're still reviewing information. They say that they'll more closely look at the documents that are currently being held in a secure room in the Capitol right now, that this makes up the FBI investigative report that they're looking through right now. And so they haven't made up their mind, and we'll definitely be following that closely to see what they say.
Meanwhile, Republicans have just minutes ago wrapped up a news conference. They are blazing mad. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell left before questions from reporters. But here is Senator John Cornyn of Texas, the majority whip, blasting Democrats for calling for investigation after investigation, as he put it.
We have to remember that Judge Kavanaugh is entitled to a fair process, too. And he has not been subjected to a fair process, anything but. So now's the time to quit all of these antics, these hijinks, this circus-like atmosphere, and we'll do that tomorrow morning when we vote, and Saturday when we vote to finally confirm this good man to this important position.
Republicans sound pretty confident, Tim, that they are going to be able to get the votes they need to get Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court very soon.
Right. Well, they need several of the undecideds to swing for Kavanaugh. It's really hard to say at this moment, given that those senators that you mentioned before, Flake, Murkowski, Collins, Manchin, they haven't really said where they're going to go. So it's hard to see where the vote is headed exactly. But it looks like we have a timeline for how this all resolves,
which is that there will be a vote tomorrow and then a final vote would come on Saturday, right?
Right. The key procedural vote is expected. You heard Cornyn just say that he expects it tomorrow morning. That's going to be the vote that really shows us whether or not Kavanaugh has the support he needs in the Senate to bring this to a conclusion in his favor.
Meanwhile, the Democrats are angry about what's going on right now. Let's listen to the minority leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer. Speaking earlier today, he said the investigation that was just done by the FBI was incomplete.
We had many fears that this was a very limited process that would constrain the FBI from getting all the facts. Having received a thorough briefing on the documents, those fears have been realized.
What are the Democrats likely to do at this point?
It's hard to say not knowing the next step, right? The next step is going to be this procedural vote. There's not much that they can do to gum up the works and prevent that vote from occurring. Right now, their big objection hasn't been to the investigative report itself by the FBI. It's been to the process and whether they've sufficiently interviewed enough people to let people come to a conclusion on these allegations of sexual assault.
There have also been concerns that they've raised about Brett Kavanaugh's testimony and whether he was telling the truth to senators under oath about things like his drinking when he was a younger person.
That's true. But the FBI investigation, the whole core of that investigation was not to look into whether or not Brett Kavanaugh was telling the truth right. during testimony. It was about whether or not these allegations had any truth to them.
Right.
And from that, you've heard Republicans, you played a sound clip from Republicans earlier, that they believed that there was right. no corroboration of those accusations.
Tim Mack in Washington, thank you.
Thanks so much.